Okay, so we had just finished the very nice Agadata about how every single mitzvah in the Aseret Dibur is found in Kriyat Shema. Whether this is like a hobby of different thinkers at different times, of like connecting the Aseret Dibur to, different things, the Aseret Dibur to Parsha Kedoshim, or the Aseret Dibur represents all 613 mitzvot. That's fun. If you ever look in the Kitvei Ramban and the Ma'amar, Aseret HaDibrot. It just says, look, the Aseret HaDibrot represent all 613 mitzvot. There is this, these themes that go on. Yes. So the Gemara now continues. We're in the middle of Yud Gimel Min Aleph. Taman Tanina. We learn in Masechet Tamid. Amar Lehem HaMimuneh. The Skan Kohen Gadol says to the Kohanim, who are saying Shema, Baruchu Bracha Achat Vein Baruchu. Say one of the brachot before Shema. This is how it's understood by most of the Farshim, anyways. Vein berachu, and they did. Mau berachu. So Rav Matna Amar B'Shem Rav Shmuel Zu Birkat HaTorah. They said Birkat HaTorah. Now, what is Birkat HaTorah? Good. So according to most of the Farshim, what it means is Ahava Rabbah. Because one of the things that's true both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is that Ahava Rabbah has a dual identity. Right, Ahava Rabbah both is one of the brachot of Kriyat Shema, but it is also a bracha on Torah, and can even count as a bracha on Torah. Correct. Yeah. Okay. So the Karu Aseret HaDibrot, and they say, right, Aseret HaDibrot, Shema Vayim, Shema Vayomer. Rabbi Ami, Vishem Reish Lakish, Zot Omeret, Sheina Brachot Me'agvot. Right, the fact that we stick the Aseret HaDibrot in between the Birchot Kriyat Shema and the saying of Shema, this shows that they're not Ma'akev. Right? Meaning, if the Berachot Kriyat Shema were mamash, let's say, Berachot HaMitzvah, right, which they're probably not, though the Balmor does seem to think they are, right, because he thinks under certain circumstances you would say a different type of Berachot HaMitzvah. But the fact that we can just stick random psukim in shows that these are not ma'akev.
Wait, what would they be putting them in? Before Shema?
Yeah, after the Berachot before Shema.
Correct. Yeah. Right, now again, this is the majority view. That what we're talking about is Ahava Rabbah. However, the Pnei Moshe says that the Gemara is literally saying Birkat HaTorah. No, so now the Gemara is saying, no, you said Birkat HaTorah. They were telling you, say Birkat HaTorah because you're about to learn and say the psukim of the Aseret HaDibrot. And the Gemara is saying, aha, the fact that we don't make you say the Birchot Kriyat Shema at all shows they're not ma'akev. Right? I mean, the Pnei Moshe is like, you're not saying Birchot Kriyat Shema at all. Right? You're saying Birchot HaTorah because you're about to learn Torah. Right? And the fact that we say Birchot HaTorah, then say Shema, don't bother with any Birchot HaTorah. That is a, what? So this is, yes, it is a yet another expression, if the Pnei Moshe is right, of us just saying, yes, Shema is Talmud Torah, because you can't say all these things until you say Birchat HaTorah. Birchat Kriyat Shema, that's less important, right? Yes. So Amar Rabbi Ba, in min hadol lichma min aklum. Can't prove anything, right? You can't prove that this is not Ma'akev. Why? Shaser HaDibrot heinen gufa shel Shema. Whoa. Right. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Right? He's saying what? Since we just established that what? That the themes of Kriyat Shema and the Aseret HaDibrot are connected. That's not just a nice drasha. What that tells you is they are the same chalois. Boom. Right? That is quite a radical statement by the Yerushalmi. It's like, no, it's not a hefsek. What do you mean? They touch the same themes. They are the same thing. It incorporates into Shema itself. What's his proof? There of Matan Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Traveon Amrin, Bidein HaVeshi Yukorin HaZeret HaDibrot B'chol Yom. What's the proof? This is among the weirder proofs. right? Because we don't say the Aseret Dibrot every day. But he's saying we should have. Why not? Just like we have in the Bavli, we don't say the Aseret Dibrot every day, because then the Minim, probably Jewish apostates, but who knows, they would say that these are the only things that were given at Sinai. Now, based on this, the Rashba says it is usur to say the Aseret Dibrot every day. Even though some people have the minhag in. You know, what do you think people don't say this now, right? Let's say the minim are like early Christians. You don't say certain people say, well, I keep the Ten Commandments, right?
But why would saying it?
We're saying that it highlights.
If you say it every day, it's like, oh, this is what's important. There's God. Is there a difference? Okay, that too. Yeah, well, you accept God. Okay, fine. I don't know.
And Shmuel Nasser.
Sure.
Shmuel Nasser is given.
I understand. I understand. By the way, just parenthetically, right? It's this concern that is the concern that's raised by the Rishonim already about standing for the Aseret HaDibrot. Right? Yeah. This is one of those concerns. Is the idea is why should I stand only for Aseret HaDibrot? That seems to put it on the pedestal as if the rest of the Torah is not given. Okay.
Also stand for Aseret.
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Shem Rav Yehuda, but the Gemara says the point that we were going to say every day shows that at some level it like integrates into Shema. We don't, so I don't know what that proves. But okay, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Shem Rav Yehuda Bar Zvida B'din Aveshu Korin Parshat Balak U'Bilam B'chol Yom. Really, we should have said the parshat of Balak and Bilam every day. Also, U'Mipnei Ma'in Korin Otan Shlo Latriach Alatzibor. And why don't we? Because it's long. And there would be a rebellion in Shul if during Kriyat Shema we also said all of Parshat Palak. There would just be a rebellion. Okay? Good. I hope you all agree. Correct. That's exactly what we learned. Shirchat Tzibura. Rechuna Amar Mibnei Shekhtiv Bashchiva Vekima. The next line. Rechuna Amar Mibnei Shekhtiv Bashchiva Vekima. Because the idea of getting... Now, this is very interesting, right? The idea of getting up and going to sleep is found in the brachot of Bilam. Because it says, Karasha chav kari uchlavi mi kimenu. Right? Right? Meaning that God takes care of us, right? When we get up and when we go to sleep, which connects thematically, which is very interesting that the idea of getting up and going to sleep is actually not just when you say Shema, but is actually central to the theme of Shema, according to this line. Right? That's not obvious. Right? But that the critical nature of that timing is so important that Yerushalmi is telling you that we should have said Shema, the Bavli says the same thing every day. Rabbi Yosi Beri Bon Amr Bnei Shektiv Ba Yitzia Umalchut. No, it's because it says Yitzia Mitzrayim, which again highlights the idea that the third paragraph of Shema is actually integrated into Shema, or the fact that Yitzia Mitzrayim is a reason that we would have said yet another paragraph, and that it has Malchut Hashem, right? Amar Rabbi Lazar Mneishe Ketuva B'Torah B'Neviim U'Ketuvim. It's just that it's super important, because the story of Bilam and Balak, we talk about in Chumash, we talk about in Navi, and we talk about in Ketuvim, which just shows you that this story was really important. Let's see if you know when this was mentioned. Let's see if you get this. What? Of Bilam, yeah. When Balak hires Bilam to curse the Jews, right? Instead of cursing them, he blesses them, right? That whole parsha. So it's mentioned in Chumash, obviously in Parshat Balak. It's also mentioned in Micha, right? Ami zecharna mayatz Balak ben Melech Moav u'ma'anato Bilam ben Beor. Da zikod Hashem. Right? Where Micha says, "Remember what Balak tried to do through Bilam," and in Nehemiah, which I'm sure all of you know by heart. When they were reading the Torah in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, one of the things they made sure to mention was Bilam.
Why would you say this in Shema?
Because it's important. That's why. Yes, because it's important. Fine. Amar lehem amamuna. So the appointed Kohen said, Baruchu baruch ha'achad ben baruchu. Ma baruchu. So as we saw before, mar bar amat nevishim shul zu birchat ha'torah. V'alo lo bit. Now, why is it the most mefarshim assume not like the Pnei Moshe that is talking about Abba Rabba and not Berachat HaTorah, because of the next line? Whereas it's V'alo lo berachu yotzer hamarot. But they didn't say yotzer hamarot, which is why everyone else says, wait.
What is the Pnei Moshe?
I don't know. Shmuel Achle the Rebbe Brachia a dying lo yatzo marot. He says that's easy. The light isn't out yet. That's how early in the morning it was. That's why they don't say yotzo marot. It's too early. Now, by the way, right, this idea that yotzo marot and at night Mariv Haravim, in addition to being Birchot Kriyat Shema, have to be reflective of the actual sun. You know, the sun. How it is, right? Remember which shita that I say thinks that's the most critical issue for when you're allowed to say Berachot Kriyat Shema? Rabbeinu Yonah. Remember Rabbeinu Yonah? Yeah. That even though Shkia is not a time of Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to say Mariv Haravim because it's Erev. But before that, you're not allowed to say it. Not because of its connection to Shema, but because it's Pashut, not Erev. You can't say it, right? So that's clear that these Brachot, in addition to being related to Kriyat Shema, are also descriptions and praises for the physical reality. So the Gemara says, V'temer Yotzer HaMe'orot. So the Gemara says, how can you say V'temer Yotzer HaMe'orot? What, you wanted to say it in the dark? I don't understand. Right? Now, of course, the Marafolda just notes that this proves that the order of the Birkot Kriyat Shema is not Makev, because the Gemara is assuming you'll say Avar Abba and then say Yotzer HaMe'orot later, when it's actually... Now, the Marafolda goes farther, and the Marafolda says, yeah, what this proves is that, what does it mean, Ein Makvot? Not just that it's not Makev, it's that it's not really a bracha on Kriyat Shema. Right? He says it very, so Marafolda says this very strong. It has nothing to do with Shema, nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's a bracha on the sun, the moon, and the stars. Right? Right? So you see that, right, that question we've talked about over and over, which is how much are Birchot Kriyat Shema really about Kriyat Shema, and how much are they a tefila? The Marafolda says this is proof that...
Why can't we say that during while it's still nighttime, that there's still stars and moon?
Okay, it's about the sun. I don't know what to tell you.
No, roast is plural.
Yes. So it includes... You would think, but no, right? It apparently, right, some brachot are more generic, and some brachot have to be pointed to a reality in front of you. This is clearly being understood in that way. Right now, of course, some of the Farshim say, well, why didn't you bring this proof earlier on, right? Right? Why didn't you say this earlier? Right? Meaning, if you were trying to prove that it's not Ma'akvot, you should have said this earlier. Okay. Fine. The Rajba, however, remember I said the Rajba, right? The Rajba is the one who really, at least in some places, insists that Birchot Kriyat Shema are just a din and tefillah. So he also, in the Bavli on Yudbed, also suggests that maybe you actually are allowed to say Yotzer HaMe'orot before Alot HaShachar. So, you know, it's not totally clear. Okay. Uvi Shabbat. Mosiv in bracha achat l'mishmar ha-yotzei. On Shabbat, the Kohanim would also add a special bracha for the Mishmar of Kohanim that were leaving. Right? They would bless them. Ma'u bracha, what would they say? Amar b'chelbo zohi ha-shochen ha-bayit ha-zayita b'nechem achva v'ahva shalom v'reyu. The one who dwells in this house shall make brotherhood and love be amongst you. Now, obviously, it's very interesting that this is not a bracha, right? Normally, the bracha, normally, what's our rule? In order for something to be a bracha, what does it need? Shem u'malchut, right? So the Mefarshim know that that's only when you're blessing God, right? Obviously, when you're giving a bracha, broadly speaking, to other people, it can be a bracha, right? You can say, good luck on that test. And then I'll say, oh, you're not giving me a bracha. Where was the Shem u'malchut? The answer is, Kobi, good luck on the test. You know, I'm giving you a bracha. Don't overthink this, man. I'll take it away from you. Right? Because it's the Kohen HaMemunah. It's the, what does the Kohen HaMemunah say to the people in the Beit HaMikdash? And one of them is, oh, let us wish goodbye to the people over here. Shmuel Amar. Hishkim lishnod kodem kriyat shema. If you get up early to learn Torah before Shema Tzarech Lavarach, you have to say Birchot HaTorah. La'achar kriyat shema. Ain Sarach Lavarech. right? But after Kriyat Shema, you don't. And again, this, most of the Mepharshim assume in light of the Bavli, right, that Ahava Rabbah can act as a barefoot Kriyat Shema. And therefore, if you've said Ahava Rabbah and then you want to learn afterwards, you're fine. Amar Rabbi Bavahu Shishana Alatar. That's only if you learn, right afterwards. Now, what does this mean? So again, you have an interesting machloket. This is also true in the Bavli. The majority of Mepharshim assume that this is only for Ahava Rabbah. Right, that only when you're relying on the secondary Bircha Datorah, meaning it's not the real Bircha Datorah, you're relying on Avarabba's Bircha Datorah, as soon as you finish davening, you have to learn in order to make Avarabba qualify as Bircha Datorah. However, right now, this also interestingly, right, so this obviously very interestingly pushes against the idea that Kriyat Shema counts as Torah, right? But we'll see that the reason might be that maybe this Shema is said also at Tfila, and also we're going to see certain limitations of what Torah counts for brachot. Now again, the majority view is that this is unique to Ahava Rabbah, which is not the real one. However, the minhag is that even when we see Berachat Torah, we say we learn right afterwards, as we do Yivarechicha. There are two different minhagim that emerged. One is Yivarechicha Elu and Elu. What's the other minhag, which is from the Gonim? Parshat Tamid, Ezu Makoman, and Rabbi Ishmael. Right? If you didn't know where those come from, that's because of Amram Gon, those were what he learned. So they get incorporated into our... however, the Rajba says what Kobe said. The Rajba is a different girsa in the Gemara, which says, the girsa is, V'hu shikara alatar. Not that he learned alatar, but that you're only Yodse, the Birchat HaTorah of Avarabba, if what? If you say Shema, which, if that's the case, then according to the Rajba, this is a proof for the idea that Shema is a kiyum in Talmud Torah, rather than a counterproof. Right, and again, I quote, so the Shitot who think that you have to learn, you always have to learn right after Birchut Kriyat Shema, there are major Shitot on that as well. And that is, for example, the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Parag Zayin al Chayyud Aleph, though he quotes yet a different, right? He quotes the minhag I told you, that Savit B'nei Israel. Tosfot holds this way. Again, however, many other Mepharshim assume that it's not the case. Tosfot is a very important sheet of Tosfot, just to know, is that Tosfot says, okay, but why then do you, if that's the case, why don't you have to say a second Berachat HaTorah when you're going to learn later on, right? Isn't it a hefsek? So Tosfot comes with this beautiful idea of what the Rav called latent, right? Latent versus, right? What's latent kavana, right? The Talmud, that once you say the brachot, since your whole day is like infused with Torah, Torah is in the back of your mind, and therefore there's never really a hefsek from Talmud Torah. No, in general, not for Birchat Torah, not for Avarama, for Birchat Torah. Why is it you don't have to say it every time you learn, right? Is there a hefsek? Okay. So Reb Chuna Amar Niran Advarim Midrash, and this whole sugya appears in the Bavli as well, which is a very interesting sugya, which is the Gemara seems to have machloket about not necessarily are you Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah Begavra, this is how the Rav does it, but what Cheftza of Talmud Torah is the bracha on. So the Gemara says you only need it on Midrash, right, meaning Drashon on Psukim, Tzarech Lavarech, but Halachot Ein Tzarech Lavarech. Right now, there is an interesting lumdish thing there, is because you could say, look, I'm Yotze, again, this is how the Rav has a long piece in Brachot on this, is that you could say, listen, learning Torah, learning Halacha, I'm Yotze, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but maybe the Bracha of Torah is on the Cheftza of Torah, and if I don't connect it to Torah Shebichtav, right, just tell you the Halacha without Drasha, without bridging the Torah Shebichtav Torah Al-Peh, that's not a Cheftza Shel Torah. It's a Maisa Kiyum of Limud HaTorah, if you want to throw in a bunch of Lumdish words there, right, meaning it's Limud HaTorah, but it's not Limud HaCheftza Shel Torah. So the Gemara throughout could either be a Machloket about what counts as Cheftza Shel Torah, or about whether the Birchot HaTorah is on a Cheftza Shel Torah, or on Limud HaTorah. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shub and Levi, Bein Midrash, Ben Alacha Tzarech Levarech, Midrash and Alacha, you do have to. And Amar Reb Chiya Barashi, Nagina Ven Viyafin Kumei Rav, Ben La Midrash, Ben Alacha Zakin La Midrache. We would say a bracha on Midrash or Halacha.
Yeah. Best if you were learning, like, like a mitzvah that actually taught you about the halakha.
That's what midrash is. That's what midrash is. That's what midrash is. That's what midrash is. Midrash in the Gemara is talking about deriving halakha from Sukkah.
Well,
that's what it is.
What we say after Birkas Torah is not that. It's just
the oh, that's correct.
That's not related.
Correct. Instead, we have Rabbi Yishmael, which tells you how to do drasha. Tani, Hakoreim Anshe Ma'amad Lo Yotza. If you read Shema with the Anshe Ma'amad, you're not Yotze, Kim Acher Mayu, because they said it too late. And as we talked about, right, they were Osik B'Mitzvah. Right? So, again, it's not necessarily saying the Anshe Ma'amad themselves weren't Yotze. But if you say it with them, right, then you're not Yotze. Yeah. Right. The Haredim says the reason is because they were involved in things until the Karban Tamid. And then once the Karban Tamid was brought, it was too late to say Shema. Okay. Fine. Reb Zeira b'shem Rabbi Ami b'yomei d'Rabbi Yochanan v'nafkin latani. In the days of Rabbi Yochanan, we used to go out and fast. V'korei Shema b'atar tlat shayin, and we would say Shema after 3 hours. V'lo avem achem b'yad, and no one stopped us. Right. No one stopped us, and the reason seems to be, according to Mefarshim, is because they said Shema earlier. It's because we would have public tefillot, right? So by the time you gather everybody in public, maybe let's read one more story here. Actually, you know what? No, this is gonna go. No, let's pause here. 1 second.